welcome to the Healing Uncensored podcast. My name is Sarah Small, and I'm a holistic business coach and intuitive healer who supports empaths in creating a thriving body, business, and life. Healing my own chronic illness as an empath led me to become fascinated with energy, and more specifically, all the emotional, spiritual, and holistic healing modalities that my doctor never told me about. I began to share my insights and journey online, and over time built a powerful community and business supporting women who are also on their path to healing. Think of this podcast as your uncensored and no BS guide to navigating life, health, and entrepreneurship as a highly sensitive person. You'll get no nonsense and totally holistic tips from me in real time as I navigate this healing journey right beside you. Now let's get started. Before we jump into today's episode, which is a juicy rant all about your next level self, I want to remind all of you who haven't been following along on social media that there is an opportunity to invest in one of my one-on-one coaching packages. Right now, they're separate. I have a coaching package that's 4 months long for my healing clients and a six-month package for my spiritual business coaching clients. And by the end of this month, so starting July 1st, I'm actually just going to have one juicy offer to work with me one-on-one. So it's your last chance to take advantage of one of these packages. And I'd love to hear from you on what your biggest challenge is right now and if it might be a great fit for us to work together. And ask yourself, how high of a priority is it for me to get the results or the change or the solution or the answers within myself on what is feeling like a block or making me feel lost or stuck in my life in some way? And what will be the result if you don't take action on this area of your life? So I integrate a wide range of approaches in my coaching, including more recently NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, timeline therapy, as well as emotional freedom technique, butterfly tapping, inner child healing. Talk a lot about the masculine and feminine energetic balancing. Gotta love some shadow work, as well as womb cleansing for the women out there, and past life generational healing, as well as Ho'oponopono, ancient Hawaiian practice of forgiveness. So I'm giving you extra incentive to take the leap, honoring my current rates through the end of the month, and offering extended payment plans, which is definitely something I've never done before, and including bonus courses for those of you who do say yes. So this is for all the empaths out there who want to feel deeply empowered and abundant. So I work with women who are on their healing path, most likely working to understand the emotional roots of any sort of pain, blocks, challenges. And women who have been so inspired by their own healing path and transformation that they are now running a wellness business as the empath entrepreneur. So if you are the woman who is ready to show up, face her shadow, integrate the learnings, and open to a new way of doing things, then this is for you. This is not for the woman who is not all in. It's not for the woman who would rather make excuses or will not do the work. And if you would rather stay inside your current comfy reality, this isn't for you either. I am a match for the woman who is willing to stretch her reality and transform her life. So if you're a hell fucking yes, shoot me a message. Feel free to ask questions. Again, there are extended payments and free courses. Hello, what? Free courses included when you sign up for my one-on-one coaching, and the investment will increase July 1st. So DM me now, sister. You can also email me, Sarah with an H at autoimmunetribe.com to get more details there. That's all for now. Let's jump into today's episode and talk about jumping in, quantum leap, sisters, into your next level version of you. Hello, everyone. I decided to get on and just riff today. No plan, no agenda. We're just going to see what intuitively flows through. And the first thing that I'm being called to chat about is stepping into the next level version of you. And this is something that I've been personally visualizing, experiencing, like going through this evolution of myself over the last 2.5 years in my business. But this year has brought on a whole new energy, an idea, vision of what's possible for me in my life. So in January, I was consistently hitting, you guys know I'm transparent with you, consistently hitting like an $8,000 to $9,000 month through like last year up until January of this year, 2019. And I kept asking myself, like, because I had this vision of $10,000 in mind. And just side note reminder, money is just energy. So whether you have a financial goal or any other kind of goal, that goal has an energy to it. And that's what you're seeking, is to be an energetic match or vibrational match to the energy of that goal. So it's like you are magnetizing yourself towards it. So I was trying really, really damn hard to be that energetic match, the magnet to 10,000. There was this like five-figure moment in time where I was like, that's me, I got this, I'm so capable. And yet I would hover above. There was one month I was like $50 away, and I would hover above it, and I couldn't figure out what was standing in my way, like what was actually stopping me, blocking me, preventing me from this $10,000 month. And through time, I realized that the only thing that was stopping me, it wasn't about the numbers I had on social media. It wasn't about the number of likes or engagement I was getting on my Instagram. It wasn't about how many people I had in my email list and how many people were opening it. It was about me. It had nothing to do with the people I was communicating with and everything to do with me. And so my next level version of myself, that five-figure monthly earner, had been, so that version, that like up-level version, the 10K month earner and beyond, had been basically fighting her way out with a frickin' battle cry. Like, that version of me was trying so hard to emerge and to come out. But I was guilty of making it harder than it had to be. And I blamed it on a lot of things outside of myself. And I mean, I felt successful. I was making money in my business and helping people have great transformations. I mean, all my testimonials from last year, great. But those testimonials, while I appreciate them so much and I love the shit out of the people that I work with, they are not an indication of what you are capable of, and they are not an indication of your inherent soul power or worthiness at your core. And I was letting a lot of things outside of myself determine my worth. Do you resonate with that? So whether it was the clothes I was wearing or the way I felt in my skin or the number of people here or there or what people said in testimonials or whatever other bullshit, I was letting determine my worthiness. And beyond that, I noticed that other important values to me, like safety and freedom, were also... It's like I made the pathway to receive them extra hard because I had all of these made up rules around what had to happen in order for me to feel safe, free, worthy. And all those rules were very external. meaning they were outside of myself and in the power, the hands of somebody else. And when I realized that I was giving my power away around safety, freedom, worth to external sources, I realized that that was a very limiting way to receive these values in my life, these sensations, these feelings, these emotions. And when I was in California, I haven't done an episode on a recap of my NLP training yet, but I'll give you guys one at some point. One of the things that I was able to experience was a one-on-one session with one of the trainers. And this was our third session together, but I happened to be in LA, so I got to go into the office and we did a in-person training or session. And we did a values exercise that was very transformational for me. And I realized that the values of safety and abundance and freedom were very high on my list. It was like, okay, I can't express love or feel joy or be creative or feel excited if I'm not safe and abundant and free. Yet safety, abundance, and freedom were linked to external sources or rules out of my control. So there was a ripple, like domino effect of, well, I can't feel excited, joyful, creative, learn, all these other things that I also want to experience in my life, connection / community, until I feel safe, free, and abundant. And I can't feel safe, free, and abundant unless all these other, like, again, made up rules had happened. And when I looked at that on the whiteboard that she was writing on, I had this moment where it was like, I have a choice right here. I have a choice. We always have choices. And my choice in that moment, the choice that I presented to myself, was I can continue to let those be my top values and have to sift through and filter through those things that in the moment felt a little hard to receive in my life in order to get the things that felt really good in my life, like being creative and learning are very important to me. Or what if instead of putting those at the top, I moved the order of my values around and I allowed creativity and learning, things I do have control over, be the pathway to my safety, freedom, and abundance. Meaning, when I wake up in the morning, instead of focusing on what is or is not in my bank account, and instead of focusing on how free I feel to express myself or how safe I feel in my body, home, business, etc., what if I just got to wake up and know with every cell in my body that by being creative and allowing myself to immerse into learning, that was the key to all the other things. And those things are easy for me to integrate into my life. And so I allowed myself to play with that idea. What if I just decided to practice, to test this out? And so for the rest of the time I was there up until today, every moment I felt any sense of lack around abundance, freedom, safety, I lean into that creative expression. I lean into learning. That creative expression might look like dancing, might look like creation in my business. It might look like learning, and learning could be reading, listening to one of the courses or masterminds that I'm in, reaching out to my favorite teachers and whatever they've most recently written. And those things fill me up. So everyone's value system is different, and it's ordered in a specific way right now in your life, but it doesn't mean you can't resort it. And you can't switch it around so that the things that feel so important to you, like safety, are allowed to enter your life, come to you in a much more fluid, easy way. So can you see how I was making it harder than it had to be? I said, I need all these other things outside of myself in order to feel this. And then I get to have fun. Then I get to have joy. And now I am in power. I'm empowered. I have choice. And so this next level version of me is the woman who prioritizes her creativity and her learning above all else. I mean, yeah, there's self-care and there's rest and there's sleep and there's food and there's water in there, of course. But before I get all stressed the F out about whether I'm safe in my body or not, I lean into creativity. I lean into learning. And so that, to get back to my story, I told you I was riffing today. Who knows where this is going to go? I hope you guys are enjoying this so far. So $10,000. I was on the edge, on the edge, on the edge. $50 away from it. And all of a sudden, I broke through. And I didn't break through because I changed a strategy. And I didn't break through because I hired a specific coach or invested in a specific program. I broke through because I shifted my energetics. I worked on the unconscious. I worked on my ego. I worked on my inner child. And that little girl was a huge part of why I felt like this energetic maximum that was not okay to break through. And when I had a good chat with her and I allowed myself to get really real, really real. Side note, I was talking to the psychic medium earlier today and she's like, "You're about the real shit." And I was like, "Fuck yes. I'm about the real shit. I am done with all the surface level BS." And like those conversations bore me these days. I'm like, no, let's go deep. Let's go deep fast. I want to know about you and I want to hear you, but I'm also listening beyond what you're saying. Like I'm feeling deeply into you. So we're already deep right away. Anyways, so the 20K months came so fast. It was like a year and a half of trying to hit the 10K. And then all of a sudden 10K was there and it doubled. Within a matter of 2 months, it doubled to 20K. And that, I believe, is a reflection of the internal work. And also shedding away all the surface level BS that told me this and that and all these negative self-talks and limiting beliefs. And instead being that bright, shiny star that doesn't mean that I'm all rainbows and unicorns all the time. But instead that bright, shiny star who allows herself to be the like crystal ball of evolving colors. And what I mean by that is that I am emotionally connected to my feelings, to myself, to the vast rainbow of emotions that exist within my body. So feeling even into the subtle differences between joy and happiness, resentment and anger, guilt and shame. Can you guys think of humans in your life who are kind of like four basic emotions or five, maybe 10? And it's like they don't fully grasp the depth that is them as a human being, as an energetic human being. And so, yeah, like, I feel this bright, shiny star within me and within every single one of you too. But it doesn't mean I'm going to smile every single day and that I'm not going to feel heavier emotions. And giving myself permission to feel some of those heavier emotions has been completely life-changing for me. And I've told you guys this many times before, but that door opened when my brother passed. All the emotions came in. My emotional intelligence deepened exponentially at that time because grief is like this, it's like the fast track to cracking your heart open. I mean, your heart does get cracked open, and then all of a sudden these emotions rush in that you can no longer ignore, put a mask over, and instead, I mean, you could try. That sounds exhausting. But I let it all in and I felt it all. And through feeling it all, I tuned in deeper to myself on a very energetic level, very quantum level. So if you haven't already noticed, I like the real shit around here. And I feel differently in my body when I'm surrounded by people who are also willing to go deep fast, whether that's a client who's being coached or a person I meet in a coffee shop or a girlfriend, whoever. It's like if you're well, like I'm gonna show up and I'm going to open my heart to you. I have boundaries, but I'm gonna open my heart to you. And if you're willing to do the same, oof, sister. The amount, especially in the coach-client relationship, the amount of shift that can happen and the speed at which it can happen is insane. But unfortunately, I've at different moments, little specks in my life, have felt like, wow, I'm just like feeling like all of a sudden I'm only interacting with people who are like saying they're deep. Let me know if you guys resonate with this. Even on like Instagram, social media, it's like, it's kind of that story, that saying, like, practice what you preach, right? And there's like coaches out there who say they go deep, but then there's the saying, it's like shallow as a puddle, right? And massive love to every single coach out there. But it's like if you say you're gonna go deep, open your heart, let it be this two-way street, this channel between the coach and the client to fully embody that vibration at which, the client is working towards. And I think that's like the whole purpose of hiring a coach. A coach is somebody who, when you talk to them, they don't see you as those limiting beliefs, as the failures, as the moments of shame or embarrassment. They see you in your highest fucking potential. And it feels so good to be held in that container. I've had people do this for me in my life, and I am immensely grateful for it. Because when you're in that spot, a coach who sees you in that spot is not going to be able to help you lift out of it. But a coach who sees this, empathizes with you, and then continues to hold you, though, in that next level version of you, helps you start to believe that that's possible for yourself as well. So, what are you making harder than it needs to be in your life? And coming back to my original story, 10K months doubled immediately to 20K months. And money is just energy. I look at my bank account and my monthly P&L, profit and loss statement for the Empowered Empath. And I look at this as an energetic, like living organism. And all of those numbers and money, profit and loss, it's just energy. It's just energy. And when I allow myself to receive and I allow more abundance in to my life, that shows in my bank account. And so while my bank account does not determine my wealth or my abundance or my worthiness or safety as a whole in my life, those things are inherent with me, within me, and not from, no longer from, external resources, because I rewired my value system. However, there is an energetic vibration to that amount and to what I allow in my life, and also how I spend in my life, which I like to be in a very aligned way. It's like spending alignment. And so I look at that jump from 10 to consistent 20s, and I think of that as like, of course, a deep sense of gratitude, but also a reflection of the work that I've done internally. I hope that makes sense. So the more I allow myself to receive, the more open I am to receive effortlessly, naturally, I see that as a reflection of my internal program and how many shifts I made and how fast I have made that. And it's been way faster than I ever imagined possible. But now that I've experienced it, it's like, well, if I didn't think that was possible and then bam, I just experienced it, well then, isn't it safe to say that it could be even faster next time? That 20 could turn to 40 in 1 month? Why the fuck not? And I just want to speak to the woman right now who is thinking or has been thinking about her next level and trying to strategize how to get there. And maybe not prioritizing the internal work, but instead looking outside of herself and trying to reach a goal, whatever your goal is. And I just want to ask you, do you know what that next level you really wants? Do you know what that next level you really wants? Or are you working on this like perceived vision of what you think you can have, or what's quote realistic, or what's expected of you, or what you should be doing? Or are you actually tuning in to your next level self and talking to her who's ditched all this bullshit, got really real, opened herself to receive, shed the old programs and installed upgraded ones? Because of course, as you upgrade, your programming and your brain and your mind is going to upgrade with you. So try to tune into her versus this version of you now that thinks she has all of it figured out, and instead tune into that future version of yourself. And then ask her, what does she really want? I've seen this play out in my own life in a limiting way, where it's like, I set a goal because I think next level version Sarah would like it. So that could be, you know, for example, I create this program at a certain price point and I offer it to the world. It's like, no, next level version of Sarah would have felt drained by that price point and the amount that she was giving in return. It wouldn't have felt like an equal exchange of energy. Now, have I done that still? Yes, I've totally underpriced my programs in the past. And if I had checked in with next level version of myself, I may have prevented that. So do you know what the next level version of you really wants? Or are you bopping around just waiting for inspired guidance and the intuitive hit? And it's like, though I get those every single day and they're very, very helpful, and I feel like an open channel to my higher self, spirit, angels. But are you waiting around for the inspired guidance to show you, or are you acting as if you already had all the answers? Because guess what? You do. Your higher self, your energy body, your being has all of the answers, my friend. They're already in there. You were created so divinely, perfectly in this lifetime for exactly what you were set out to create, your purpose. That's going to be different for every one of us. But of course, you have everything you need within you to get to that place, should you choose. Now, of course, we hit detours. Of course, we hit stumbling blocks. Of course, we get lost sometimes. And we are allowed to ask for help. We are allowed to bring in our sacred support system and call on them as often as we like. But you have the tools. You have the learnings. You have the resources within you. Sometimes it helps to have somebody remind you of that or to help you rediscover them or pull them out of you, but they're there and they've always been there, girlfriend. So stop bopping around waiting for inspired guidance and tap into the next level version of yourself to see what she really wants. And you too can have a quantum leap. A doubling of your income, a complete transformation in your relationship, a massive breakthrough in your healing. Whatever you are working on in your life, just know that the more you believe that that thing that you're working towards is possible and that it can come in effortlessly, easily, that you are open to receive it, the more easily it flows to you. So that's your reminder today. Let it flow in. Release this need to make things harder than they need to be. And take the advice from previous version of Sarah, who was fighting her way out with that battle cry, roar, forcing, pushing, shoving, breaking down, building up unsustainable energy. And instead, because that version of me did learn a lot, instead tap into you as your divine higher self that knows, she already knows, that doesn't have to be so hard. So I love you. I hope you've enjoyed this rant. And I hope that you enjoy this real effin' talk. We're going to keep it real around here. Always, always, always. Again, I love you all so much. And if you have any questions, please connect with me over on Instagram at The Empowered Empath. I would love to have a conversation with you. I'll talk to you next time.